try to, yeah.
Or just not yell.
Yeah. Like right now, we're just talking, we're recording. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, just don't get crazy on it.
Well, could you not be crazy for a moment?
Hey, my God. It's Valentine's Day.
Is there a moment, a single moment in the day where you could just not be crazy?
Hey, that's really rude.
I know. I'm just kidding.
You married a crazy person.
Look, married people, this is our special Valentine's Day episode. Mm-hmm. And we would like to remind you that you can see shows of like-minded comedians at our home at allthingscomedy.com.
Mm-hmm. Who can you see there?
Well, there are great comics like Tom Rhodes.
Ah, we know him from the podcast.
Ari Schaefer, who's been here.
Never heard of him.
Baron Vaughn. Looks like The Long Shot is there, and it has Eddie Pepitone, Sean Conroy, Jamie Flam, Amber Kenny, of course, William Burr.
I've never heard of him.
The Harlan Highway with Harlan Williams.
Love it.
Eugene's House with us.
I've heard of that one.
And, yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of other ones. You know who's who actually has a podcast that I haven't checked out, but I will check out because they are brothers in arms. There's a podcast called Soccer Comics, and it is hosted by Ian Edwards and Jason Gallern, two of the funniest fucking guys on the planet.
Are you kidding me? I like those two.
So this is just a quick note before the episode to tell you to do us a favor. Go to allthingscomedy.com. Check this out. This is a great home for what you're into, which is comedians hosting different style podcasts, but it's funny people talking about whatever they want to talk about.
Yeah, you know what's great about Gallern is that he's a school teacher by day, or he taught school for many years.
Yeah.
And he's got great bits.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's total derelicts. It's so funny.
He's got amazing jokes. He's a great joke writer. Such a funny guy. So check that out, and I hope you enjoy it. Allthingscomedy.com. And we also hope you enjoy this, the 98th episode of Your Mom's House, a very special episode that is all about
love.
That's
and
right.
Valentine's.
It's Valentine's.
Now, interesting thing for the listeners to know about us, and I don't think they know this, Tom.
What's that?
Is that you and I kind of don't believe in celebrating Valentine's
very, Day. Very, very anti.
We are. And I think it happened very organically between the two of us. We felt that we didn't want Hallmark to tell us when to show each other love.
Unless you're buying Sherry's Berries, in which case Valentine's is very good.
Every day is a good day for Sherry's Berries.
Yes. But yeah, I don't like when people tell you like, no, today's the love day.
Yeah, I agree.
And you should get some flowers and you need to buy earrings for her today.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Can I tell you why? I feel like it's inauthentic. I feel like you and I love each other every day.
Yeah.
For instance, tonight, you guys, I baked my husband brownies.
Yeah.
With extra fudgy. Because I know that he likes that.
Yeah.
And sweet I love you. It's not even Valentine's Day, technically, yet.
No, it's not.
But I love you, and I know
you love
like
me.
That.
Anybody got time for that?
That's for the next
All
right. episode.
Well, we love you. Enjoy the show.
Yes, we love you. And just so you know, this episode, it's not just for coupled people.
No.
This is for singles. This is for people who are divorced. This is for everybody. This is just love in general. So don't feel like you can't listen if you're not in a couple. It's really gay.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Everybody meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Everybody meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. We just thought of that right now.
Meow, meow, meow.
Guys, I forgot that part of the song.
That was perfect for meowing.
You guys, you can come see me this week, February 14th through 17th at the DC Improv in Washington.
That is a killer club.
Yeah.
And it's Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's.
Shit, man.
And after that, if you're in beautiful Burbank, California, come see me at Flappers Comedy Club, March 22nd through 23rd.
Shit, man.
keeping it local. And then this is way in the future, April 11th through 14th, Denver Improv, Denver, Colorado.
Nice.
Don't sweat the technique, y'all.
Well, hey, what's up with me? Hey, yo, hey, yo. So check it out, yo. February 19th to 23rd, Acme in Minneapolis. March 14 to 17, Virginia Beach, Funny Bone. What's going on in the VB? And I got some stuff. It's not on the calendar yet, but I'm coming to Toronto.
Oh.
In May. The tickets aren't for sale yet, but that should be up soon. I think it's 4 through 7, I think, or 4 through 6 of May. And I think Cincinnati is going to come up in April. It's not on the calendar yet, but keep your eyes open.
Okay.
Very excited. This is an episode all about love. This is a very loving, sensual episode. And to get things started the right way, let me tell you this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get this
suckers
show started. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
I want to talk a little bit about the white tigress practices. I practiced as a white tigress for about a year. In the oral sex tradition, there's a lot of things, like, for example, we have a technique where you're really sucking deeply the penis and you're almost like gagging on it. And when I first heard about this technique and then saw it, I was like, oh my goodness. And it was this, like, the instant thing that came up in me was that it's degrading to women. Or the technique where you're holding the back of the head and the man is holding her head and then circling his hips and grinding his penis into her mouth. How enjoyable it is to have his penis inside of your mouth, deep in your throat. How enjoyable it is, especially around the one of the practices is to actually have semen on your face. And you're meditating and you're drawing in, you're visualizing white light and you're drawing in his essence through his semen. We know that this is also beneficial. Semen has lots of wonderful proteins and minerals and things in it that are great for your skin. So by meditating on it, drawing it in, massaging it under your skin and just letting it dry on your skin. It's a skin tightener. I mean, there's all kinds of really great stuff to it.
Really not.
And that practice I have found to be very beneficial to me.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Heart, girl. For real. Oh. Freaky with you.
Baby, don't you understand?
Hell yeah.
I wanna be in this.
This is real.
Yeah. You know what I think about now when I hear songs like this? That when I hear them, I didn't know what fucking was.
No.
You know? Like, I knew it was like... I knew what they were singing about,
babe,
but it's like when you don't know what fucking really is.
These guys know what fucking
these
is.
Guys,
you and I don't even know what they know about fucking.
That's a good point. We don't know, even now in our 30s, what these guys know about fucking.
They fucked. And it's always to the break of dawn,
yeah,
if you'll notice.
It's a lot of fucking.
You can't just fuck once.
No.
You gotta fuck it till the break of dawn. I just blew out our speakers.
You sure did. But
break of dawn, fucking you, girl.
This guy right here, he was feel like he makes that noise when he nuts. And this was when this was when R&B songs really started to change from metaphor to like,
oh, yeah.
I want to eat your pussy up, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
This, it went from this to, you're horny, let's do it,
yeah.
Come ride it, my pony.
Right.
It was so explicit. It blew my mind in the 90s.
This was right before that. This
right.
was
Genuine
still,
came.
Yeah, this is still like, I want to get freaky. It's not like...
Still metaphor?
Yeah.
Not really, but still.
Not, yeah, but yeah. Then it's like, I want to eat your asshole up.
I want to
make you bleed from every hole.
So deep inside your girl, I'm gonna tear your intestines.
Too many
apart.
Dudes in this group. Five dudes.
So many dudes. Is this New Edition?
Nah, this is Silk.
Oh, sorry. It is, yes, Silk.
It's
yes.
got 2.3 million hits.
Sure.
Ooh, that fart.
You smelling your own right now?
Ooh.
You stewing in it?
Yeah.
Till the break of dawn, time is farting in his own face.
Well, guys.
They really feel this.
Oh, shit, man. All right. Well,
they really feel
they
this.
They are feeling it. So that's Silk. Freak me. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So I hope you're having a very loving, love-filled day.
With
I kisses
am.
And hugs.
What day is it, really?
It's Valentine's Day. What's the day before Valentine's
it's
Day?
It's the day before Valentine's.
So, you know, I hope you're...
Freaking with you.
You know, hope you're...
Babe, did you ever play that song for a girl? Like
probably.
For real, though? Where you were like, I want you to listen to this. Like, remember when... Did you ever make a mixtape for somebody? And you're like, I just want you to listen to this. And you like, all the songs had meaning?
I don't know. I did something really embarrassing once.
I love this kind of shit.
I played a Brian McKnight song.
No.
Yeah. It was
it's
really
already
bad.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's Brian McKnight.
Over the phone.
Oh, no. I remember doing that stuff. Yeah. I have a song for
How old were you?
Like 12.
Oh, I was 21.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Some girl.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Babe.
I know. It's pretty bad.
Oh, babe.
It's pretty
okay.
bad.
No, you know what, though? At the time, it was probably really sweet. And she probably thought you were really cool.
No.
No?
No. No. Uh-uh. She did not think I was cool.
I'd think you were cool. Fuck her. She's a stupid bitch, right, babe?
Thanks, babe. I appreciate that.
Dumb
yeah.
cunt. Fuck her.
Dumb cunt is right. There's
Give me my reward.
Give me my reward.
That's who she
Thank
is now.
Yeah. I found out. Actually, I found out a year later she had a baby with somebody.
Ew.
That, like, not a, you know, a wanted baby.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
looks like you dodged a bullet, my man.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Get freaky with yeah. you. Oh, what is this?
I don't know. I mean,
I'm afraid. Is there going to be a dump sound? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is this Jodeci?
No. Oh, shit. It's R. Kelly, man.
Oh, he's the best. He's the greatest of this shit.
I was really into this kind of shit, man.
Yeah, you really love this R&B.
The girls played this for me, though. That's how I found out about this. A girl from the other high school was like, have you heard this shit?
Where did you go to school? In Detroit?
My beatbox is
Dude,
wet
I
right now.
I did not even know. Do you know that you grew up around the same time? I didn't even know this shit existed.
Really?
No. I was listening to other stuff. Oh, my God.
What would you have done if I played this for you, like, when you were 14?
Dude, we wouldn't even talk. I'd be like, whatever, it's not the Ramones.
But
this is the Dead Kennedys.
Your body's calling me.
It's so lame to a 14-year-old. Oh, R. Kelly. He's so sweet. I do like R. Kelly now, though.
There's still metaphor there.
You know which one I like a lot? Is
what?
The closet thing. Where
oh,
he's
yeah.
Like,
that shit's
Bitch, you don't know what I know. And he just, like, talks and shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm hiding in the closet. And I need to come
yeah.
upstairs.
There's no lyrics,
so
really.
So great, yeah.
It's just speeches in there.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
He is very talented, I will
he's
say.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
That guy is a musical genius. For sure.
Musical genius.
You realize the... Mm-hmm.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What's the song? That's the song that the most, the I Can Fly.
I Believe I Can Fly.
That's like a perfectly constructed song.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I believe I can touch the sky.
Yeah, that's a perfect, perfect song.
What are you looking at there? Hold up, R. Kelly. I am not one of your groupies. Okay. I know you didn't even try to play me like
that. Wait a minute. Why are you going off like that?
Okay.
Yeah, why? I'm trying to make you feel good.
Yeah, I remember this. I remember this video, yeah.
The fans are out there.
I watched this for VH1 for that countdown show I did.
Look, this is on my mixtape. I'm giving you a mixtape right now.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
And by the way, I don't see anything wrong.
With a little bomb bang, right? Oh, this is a jam, yeah. A little bump and grind. I love it. Yeah, this we covered on the Beach One thing.
See, I know just what you want.
Okay.
And I know just what you need.
I could do this whole show.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. You
just
need your cum dog.
Yeah, tonight.
Bring your cum dog to me.
You gotta untie her. Let her lap it up all night and day till the break of dawn.
Thank you.
Lapping up the cum. Lapping up the cum.
I'm gonna give you my cum now. Someone to come like me. Satisfy all your cum needs. Nothing wrong. Nothing.
Come and dump.
That's somebody, R. Kelly, somebody, if you were like, hey, if when you get like crazy rich and I have like my 50th birthday party,
all right.
Hire R. Kelly
to
put on a private show and just play the fucking hits.
I love that.
And I'll be super happy. I'll have a fucking bottle of more expensive wine.
Yeah.
And just let him be, hey, just say, hey, R.
Play the hits.
What do you think he, how much would he charge for something like that?
I don't know. Half a million?
Half a million, you think?
Maybe.
R. Kelly to come to your house, dude, and play your private concert?
What do you think?
Dude, more? The Pixies would charge you them. Like, I want the Pixies.
No,
we've discussed
they would
this
not
before.
Charge you half a million
the
dollars.
The Pixies?
Fuck no.
What? Well, how much?
Elton John was $1 million.
Okay.
To do Rush Limbaugh's wedding and play
really?
Like fucking 10 songs.
Candle yeah. in the Wind, a little fucking
that's,
Yellow
Elton John
road.
Is right. pretty high up on the food chain
a little
when it comes to...
A Benny and the yeah. Jets, and then he's out.
Yeah.
Okay, so R. Kelly, you're saying half a mil?
Maybe you three quarters.
You think he's half an Elton? He's worth
no,
half.
No, I don't think that he's musically half. I just think that on the
show business scale. Yeah. I know what you're saying. Okay. Done. Done and done. How do I contact this man?
I'll give you his number. I got his we text all the time.
What do you think? Here's my fear with somebody this cool is that you yeah. get into bed with R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And he's this person in real life where he's like, I don't know, baby.
He is completely delusional. There's no question about it.
So, like, he would, but he would spit some crazy game on you.
You don't remember the interview we were watching?
No, I do, when he refers to himself in, like, third person.
And he said, I realized I surpassed R. Kelly.
Yes.
He's like,
so amazing.
You know, the thing is, like, what I'm doing now is, like, I look at my R. Kelly-ness.
Uh-huh.
And I realize I'm even better than R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying?
Right. R. Kelly's better than R. Kelly right now.
And interview person was like, ah, yeah.
That's complete like, insanity.
Yeah. Oh, he's, when you're a singer, especially, and you just wow massive audiences all the time.
Huge act.
Yeah, you're such a massive act, and you tour the world. You lose touch. There's
but
no
that,
way.
That's why Michael Jackson lost his
of
goddamn
course,
mind.
Of course.
And
you can't stay sane
no,
in that.
He was a superstar from the time. Listen, when he sang that stupid song, what was that, Ben? For the movie Ben, he was, what, 7 years old? And so Michael Jackson's been famous since he was 7. I mean, of course he lost his goddamn mind.
That's, you know...
That level of fame for that long, you can't be normal. And R. Kelly, you know, he has some weird proclivities. We all know what he's into.
Yeah.
That weird shit. That's so interesting. Why isn't he in jail for all that? I mean, if it's public knowledge and he never gets convicted, or did he go to trial for anything?
I don't know if he went to trial. I mean, I think really what the truth is, you know, I guess... Either the evidence wasn't convincing enough, or...
No, wait. Wasn't there a video of him peeing on a 15-year-old girl?
Yeah, but it wasn't that clear, and he also was like, that's not me.
Oh, that's all right. Okay. Wasn't me. Wasn't me. Remember that song?
Yeah, yeah.
I used to love that one. Okay. What's up, girl? I made you a mixtape. What's up, girl? See, he says that. You have to say that. Oh, come in. I'm piss in your mouth.
I want to taste you.
Seem like you're almost 15.
You look like an Ashanti.
You're gonna be a sophomore pretty soon.
Yeah. You got your parent.
Oh shit.
Oh, okay. He's real sexual. He makes me uncomfortable almost.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable. Jesus Christ. I'm uncomfortable listening. Like, it makes me sexually uncomfortable.
Yeah. When I was 14, just to be totally honest.
Did you jack it to the song?
Not constantly? At all.
Oh.
But what I wished, for real, is that I could sing. I wish I had that voice to
Babe,
sing.
Babe, you can, girl. Just do it. You can do it now. Shit, you got your own pot. You can sing what the fuck you want.
I don't know.
Do it. Let's
I don't
do
know
it.
If I'm ready.
Let's sing it. Go.
I'm ready.
Oh, I like it. Okay. Do your talky part. Be like, girl, you know I love you.
Smell your pussy from across the room. Smell like a goat's ass. Back it up to me.
I don't know if that's the lyrics to this one, though. Is that what he's talking about?
I don't know.
I'll bring a goat ass.
This whole album is just about fucking.
Everything R. Kelly writes is about fucking. What do you mean?
Yeah.
That's his specialty is fucking.
Yeah.
That's R. Kelly's whole purpose is to sing about fucking. But you know what? I think all the songs are like that now. Remember I was getting my nails did and we were listening to the popular radio they were playing and every song was like, let's fuck. We're gonna fuck. Let's try to fuck now.
Fuck.
Everything's fucking.
Yeah, everything is fucking.
So boring.
I know.
What is this bullshit?
Well, you brought it up.
What's up, girl?
You brought it up.
Oh, I love this shit. Now, this is a masterpiece. When I called you, you don't answer your phone. I was like, what, bitch?
You said, where were you? I said, I was out. You said, how come there's a stain on your shirt? I said, I spilled my drink.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Love
the
rays
from the sun wakes me up. Stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And a voice yells, good morning, darling, from the bathroom.
Mm-mm.
Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you.
Uh-oh.
Now I've got this dumb look on my face, like, what have I done?
Uh-oh.
How could I be so stupid to be her lady?
How much
happening?
Shit do you think you have to put up with if you, like, are married to him? Or, like, what kind of shit do you have to just resign to,
okay,
this is going to happen?
Here's what you're going to resign to. This dude's fucking, like, he's banging so much road beef. Like, you have no idea how much road beef he has. It's a nonstop stream. And on the ego talk. He's got that Oprah-sized ego. Like, everything I do is amazing. You have to yes and him constantly.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to write this song about being in the closet. And you're like, yeah, that's fucking awesome. And then I'm going to write this song about a tree that you can fuck. And you have to be like, yeah, it's fucking amazing.
You do have to tell him everything is awesome. And if you're like, what? He's just like,
what do you mean?
You're dumb. No, I think maybe you're just out.
You're out.
Yeah.
He needs yes men around him constantly.
And that's all there is, right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's but this really is a pretty magical masterpiece.
Morning sun, lost the track of time. Oh, one was on my mind. From the club went to a
he made 12 or something.
The videos are awesome. Look up these videos.
Yeah. Ron Isley is in them.
Yeah. What are these called? Out of the closet or
trapped
something?
In the closet.
Trapped in the closet.
Yeah, not out of the closet.
Oh.
I do love Step in the Name of Love. Do you know this
That's
one?
That's a jam. Let's play that one. That's a good one. Step in the Name of Love. Oh, yeah. Come on. Okay.
Come on.
All right. Clap your hands, everybody. We're going to dance to this one right here.
Chicago and them.
Now, we all will be on the boat on this one.
It's like a wedding song. This is such a wedding song. Put your hands together for the couple. It's Tommy and Christina.
Put on your white shit now.
Said I know that it's somebody's birthday.
Whose birthday?
Valentine's Day. That's whose birthday it is.
And I know somebody's gonna celebrate tonight.
This is the kind of song that most artists, this would be their one song that you ever knew them for.
Yeah.
And this is just another song.
He's got
song
like 20 of these. Yeah.
Go out and step the whole night through.
Step in the name of love. The name of love. Is this where he's in the Zorro mask?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's so crazy.
It's so ridiculous.
You realize that was his concept for sure.
Yeah.
When he wears a Zorro mask and the director's like, so we were going to just kind of fade out and go up, and he's like, not till I do my Zorro shit, man. And he was like, huh? I'm gonna wear a Zorro mask and you're gonna film it. And he was like, all right, yeah, no, yeah.
But
because you cannot
works.
Say no. Oh, of course, I know.
It works.
But that's why he's a genius.
Yeah, R. Kelly can wear the stupid Zorro mask and it looks amazing.
And do a crazy dance, and you're like, is that cat wearing a Zorro mask right now?
He is.
I'm gonna be on a jet ski and I'm gonna come in on a Zorro mask.
All right, yeah, man.
Yeah, do that. But that's just like Michael Jackson at one point. I was like, it's a glove. It's got glitter on it.
Yeah,
and I'm going to wear some high water pants.
And it's preposterous.
Yeah.
And except that they're so famous and talented, you can't be like,
that's stupid,
to super talented people, that's a dumb idea.
Yeah.
Because you don't know actually what's going to happen. You're like, But you want to say, nah, man, don't do a Zorro mask. That's fucking stupid.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah.
Zorro's not sexy, but it is when R. Kelly does it.
Don't do that, man.
Yeah, I know. There you go. And he creates a whole thing.
Everyone's happy in this video.
Dancing, loving, partying.
Look this up. Look this up and just have fun with it. Step in the Name of Love.
It's like a 20-minute song, too, right?
It's a remix. 5.5.
It's a happy song. This is like Mary J. When you hear Mary J. Blige.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When she sings about shrimp or whatever the fuck she sings about. Song.
Yeah.
I love shrimp.
You know I love shrimp.
Is that what you're singing about? But this shrimp right here?
This shrimp right here? Maybe why I go, what is it?
Feels so good.
Oh, man. Now you're making me pull it up.
All the shrimp that you want to eat. You guys remember
that song?
It's called Everything's Just Fine, Just Fine. Fine. Tastes so good.
Shit. This song is the shit.
Yeah. Why? Because I peel and I eat and I peel and I eat and I like to peel and eat them.
And a bottle of steam and fried and steam.
Just want to count between them. Dip it in my sauce and the butter and the fry. Nothing wrong with that. I just love shrimp so much, much.
This is it. Yeah, you know,
I love shrimp, right? And every time I hear something, so I peel some in my fingers, it's like, ooh, shit. You wanna have fun. I want to steam them shrimps. I want to get some potatoes.
This shrimp right here.
This is the best.
Woo! Tastes so good. When you're eating all the shrimp that I paid for. All your friends, your family wants to get some shrimp. Steam them, bread them, fry them, and bake them, fry them. Raw is the only way I won't eat the shrimp.
Because I'm shrimping. It's been a long way. My heart is
the cocktail sauce on bubble words.
So I like what I peel and I peel and I eat and I peel and I eat those shrimps.
And I fry and I bake and I steam and I shuffle and I just can't eat enough. See, I don't want to keep eating my shrimp, 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 shrimp. Ooh, shrimp, 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 shrimp. Ooh.
She loves her shrimp, Mary Jane.
Who doesn't love shrimp?
When you're eating all the shrimp that you want to eat.
Man. Look, this Valentine's Day.
Eat the shrimp.
Man.
Because I'm shrimping. This song will, this will make you happy no matter what. The shrimp song, you
the
can't
shrimp
get enough
song,
of
you cannot get. This is Red Lobster's theme song, and there's a reason. Because shrimp and Mary J. Blige go together, and that shit is fantastic.
This is one of the best songs of all time.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
the shrimp hands song. Down. You know, we were talking about, man, we were talking about, it might sound like a very, like, you know, unspecific term or way to put it, but like musically perfect songs.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like songs that you can just... We're talking about...
Like, Hey Ya.
Hey Ya
was
the one brought up. Yeah, I brought that up when you were talking about... It was something... Oh, no. You had sent me Tones on Tail, the Go.
Oh,
mix,
yeah.
And I was like, this is a perfect song musically. Like, you just hear it.
Right.
And you go... And then I remembered that that is Hey Ya as well.
Well, Hey Ya is so musically complicated. I remember when that song came out.
It's the kind of song
they were saying how it was the composing of it is so intricate that guy's so talented on so many fucking levels.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is that song, when you play that, you have to dance. It is an automatic
and
party starter.
If you play it in 50 years, I absolutely 100% promise that people are going to hear it and just go,
"Oh, go." This is a good song. Yeah.
Like, it's going to have that same effect.
Oh, yeah. This song was recorded in, like, 1984.
Right.
And it's still
You play this
fun.
In 2050.
Yeah.
And they're going to go, like, oh, people are going to get
song.
Up off of the chairs.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, it's so much fun, right?
It's a perfect song. Yeah.
This song I've loved since I was fucking 13, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a party song, right?
Yeah. And so is that Mary J. song. It's
right.
a perfect song.
It's no shrimp song, but it's definitely
shrimp.
A good
but
song.
But, I mean, that Just Fine is has that effect.
Yeah. This is a party song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love this
You can't
song.
Not move or want to move.
Yeah, so much fun, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the words are easy.
Yeah.
Everybody can sing along. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. There you go. So we're boozing.
Hello.
We boozed a little last night, too, didn't we?
Shouldn't be boozing today, probably.
What, No?
No, I'll talk about it.
Yeah, I really
Tommy and I had dinner last night at a nice restaurant. We treat ourselves every now and then when the mommies are home.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a bottle of wine with dinner. And maybe I didn't eat enough dinner to go with that wine, Cindy, because we drank the whole bottle super quick, right quick. I think in an hour. Look, I'm a lightweight. I don't claim to be a good drinker.
Yeah.
My limit is 2 glasses, right, Tommy, over the course of like how many hours usually? When we're here drinking together.
I think you drink 2 glasses normally over a 2 to 2.5 hour
right.
period. Yeah.
And last night...
And that was also on no food. We had empty stomachs.
Oh, shit, man.
Right? Because we saw a movie.
Yeah.
We were just hanging out because it was our day off.
Yeah.
Saw a movie. Went to eat from the movie.
Yeah.
Started with wine.
Started with wine.
And then you know, panic. Finish that wine. Yeah.
Finish wine. And they were kind of hurrying us. I did feel as though they kept coming around and pouring it. And I was like, dude, all right. Okay, we get it.
Yeah.
So we get in the car and I have that moment of like, oh, I'm really fucked up. Like, you know, when you sit down and, yeah. and the car starts rolling and you're like, oh, I don't know if this is a good thing for me right now.
I know.
So we're on the freeway and I have that moment of panic where I'm like, oh, I'm going to fucking puke. I'm going to puke or I'm going to have a fucking freak out panic attack. And I do that hurried, like, pull over, I got to breathe.
Yeah, I never heard you like that before.
No, am I ever in the 8 years that we've been together?
No.
Have I ever done that?
No.
So I make Tommy pull into the Ralph's parking lot because I have to go pee. And I'm like, oh, I might puke. Like, my throat's closing. You know when your mouth gets all dry and you're like, I'm going to fucking die. I go to Ralph. I don't know if you know this, but when we were walking around Ralph's, like, I could barely hold it together. Like, I could not keep my eyes open. I was
It just hit you wrong, man. It was too much, too quick.
Think?
Yeah.
Because I don't ever drink that much. I never get drunk like that.
Yeah,
dude.
But I think I've experienced times where I've had, I don't think I'm exaggerating. I've had two sips of something and gotten a weird head rush, a weird buzz.
Yeah.
And it's two sips, like of wine. And I felt like, oh, shit.
I know, but this was bad. Like, you know, you ever had that where you're just like fighting it? You're like, oh, I could puke right now and this could probably be over quicker for me. But I fight puking because I'm real afraid of it.
Yeah, you really
so
do.
So we were sitting in the car and just like Tommy was like talking me down. I'm trying to breathe and breathe air. It's like fucking panic, dude. I like a full blown, like a panic attack.
Yeah, you know, that happens, babe. I mean, I don't think it was as bad as you think it was.
But I think the feelings behind it are bad because today I was like still kind of freaked out because I don't really do that. Like, I'm not that person. I think that's why it bothered me so much because I was like, why am I fucking drinking? Like, what's wrong with me? And you had to play my, I listened to Brazilian music to calm myself down sometimes. So. And Tommy knew that and you played my favorite Portuguese song and it calmed me down so that we could drive home. I couldn't even drive.
I knew it
you
would
did
do
know.
It.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed, you know, because I was like, fuck, I'm going to puke in the Ralph's parking lot. Like, I've puked in nightclubs before on dance floors and shit when I was like a teenager. I just didn't want to puke in public. There's nothing worse than vomiting like on the grass in front of Ralph's with like, you know, like fucking skater kids walking by you. I was like, oh, dude, this is brutal.
Yeah, but you weren't as bad as you think you were. You were having a a bad moment, and you know it didn't hit you right what we had. But I really feel like everybody's had that before. I really do.
No, I know. And I kept apologizing. And
I know. And I was like, you don't have to apologize
because I get so embarrassed when I'm out of control. Because I don't like to be out of control. I really don't like that feeling. But anyway.
Yeah, you weren't too bad.
No, man. I told my shrink about it today. We talked about it. It's cool. Oh, this is the song that calms me down. This is my favorite song right now.
Aww. Pedra é o fim do caminho, é o resto de toco, é um pouco sozinho, é um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol, é a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol, é peroba do camu.
This song will talk you down any ledge, guys. It's called
Waters of March.
Waters of March.
Ellis Regina and Tom Jobim.
Tom Jobim.
Jobim. Yeah, it's beautiful.
The song is about the changing of seasons. It's beautiful. The end of summer. Because summer in Brazil is in March.
Well, it ends.
The waters of March is the end of summer, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful song. I'm obsessed with this song. I've been listening to it now for how long? Like 2 years on Pandora, and then I finally bought it. And I looked up the words, and it's so beautiful.
It's
so,
a splinter. It's a nail.
Yeah.
It's a spear. It's a point.
Yeah.
It's a dripping drop. It's a bead. It's a tail.
Yeah.
It's a fish. It's a gesture.
Yeah.
It's a silver shining.
Nice.
It's the light of the morning. It's the brick coming. It's just like, beautiful. I want to beat up that pussy.
Just like R. Kelly's. Isn't that the same? Yeah.
It's the same thing.
But you know what this is from? This is Bossa Nova. So this is about the 60s, 70s, right?
Yeah, 70s, 60s, I think.
So this is a simpler time for sure. This is before people were singing about wrecked pussies and stuff. Beautiful.
It's really gorgeous. Song. Yeah.
And so this singer, she was a very famous singer in Brazil, and she died at the age of 40 in a coke overdose. But she's one of the biggest singers, and her daughter now is a famous
Maria
singer.
Maria Rita is her daughter, and she's a famous singer now.
What a language, this Portuguese. Huh?
I know, yeah.
Obrigado, I wish I could speak it. Obrigado. And El Belge, and he goes, what's that? Oh, Corazão. I love it. Corazão.
Yeah, it's cool. Oh, it's very cool, man. Brazil, Portuguese, I think particularly when it's spoken by the Brazilian, you hear it and it almost sounds like they're making it up. You're like, is that real?
Yeah.
Because it just flows. Yeah, that shit's crazy.
What is that? It's Spanish and French together or what?
You know, it's Spanish, Latin, mishmash. Yeah, I mean, all Latin root. A lot of Spanish words are, you know, very similar, but it's obviously very different.
Yeah, because you can hear like corazão is obviously corazón.
Mm-hmm.
It's a variation of that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So nice. I wish I could speak this language. If I had another lifetime, I would go and learn Portuguese.
Yeah, Portuguese?
God damn
it. But you can't use it. That's the thing.
Oh, we should go live in Brazil. Go live in the rainforest, man.
It's like French. If you learn French,
where are you going to use that shitty language? They speak French everywhere in Europe, though.
Where?
It's like the second biggest language in Europe. It goes English.
You speak it in France, obviously.
Frenchland.
Yeah.
Canada.
Wait, we said in Europe. France, parts of Switzerland.
Parts of Africa.
What you said Europe.
The islands.
All right. It's like talking to a fucking
retard. I'm serious. I honestly thought that French was one of those languages that most Europeans spoke in addition to like English, and then French is the second one.
I don't know.
And German.
I don't think so.
Yeah, for sure.
Most Europeans do not speak French.
Look at Belgium, the Belgians.
They speak French.
They also speak like four other languages in Brussels.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think most of...
I'm saying that everybody in America and Europe speaks French. You didn't know that, dummy?
No. Now, listen.
You big dummy.
It's our special love episode.
Ai, corazão.
Corazão.
Ai, beijo.
Meu nome é Tomás. Tudo bom? Tudo bem?
Tudo bem, tudo bom.
All right.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
So this is
our special love episode. We have a special treat.
Aww.
What do we have for them, Jeans?
You guys, I'm so excited to do this segment. Tommy and I have been talking about this forever. So Tommy and I have this friend called Eric Lundy.
Called Eric Lundy.
Yeah. He's a good friend of ours. He lived in Los Angeles for many years and fellow comedian. He was my writing partner when I wrote for animation. And he's a super, super close, dear friend. And he's also single. So we thought, why not set Eric up on your mom's house? Why not help a friend find love?
Love. And what better day to do it than...
Valentine's Day. Love this song.
So what we're going to do is play excerpts from Christina's...
interview
with our friend Eric Lundy, and we are going to make it our goal on this show, however many episodes it takes, we're going to find Eric love.
We're going to find love.
A deal?
I love that. So ladies, female listeners, if you're single, if you're kind of near the Kansas City area, and you like what you hear in Eric Lundy... email us, let us know, and maybe we'll set you guys up, okay?
Your mom's podcast at gmail.com. Send your emails, your mom's podcast @gmail.com.
So why don't we intro Eric a little bit? Let me give you some background.
Okay.
Eric is from Arkansas. He has a very colorful family background, as most comedians do. He is one of the sweetest, kindest, gentlest spirits I know. Smart, handsome gentleman. He's a good dresser. He's 37 years old. Good credit.
Missing
what
an
am
arm?
I forgetting? He's missing an arm. No, listen. He's in Kansas City, and he's a bit of a he's a creative type. He likes to make comic books. He has a line of comic books that he produces. And he's a little, it's hard for a guy like that to find love, I think, in that part of the world.
Yeah. I have some thoughts on that, but let's get into this.
Okay. So this is my interview. This is my interview with Eric when I was in Kansas City.
We can stop it along the way.
Okay.
Now how old are you now?
I'll be 37 next month. I'm dying.
You're dying slowly, and you lived in LA, and now you move back here to Kansas City.
Yep.
And what do you do here? Like, what's your story?
I'm a cartoonist, a graphic designer. I do web stuff, draw things, and sometimes tell jokes.
Yeah, because you were a comic with me for, like, many years, and you're a really funny dude, and now you do comic books. And so, okay, so Tom and I were talking, and we're like, Eric's, like, one of the coolest people we know, eligible bachelor. Let's try to set him up.
This is the dating game Kansas City edition.
Exactly. So what's the status of your love life now, and what would you say about it?
It's interesting. It's basically chasing girls probably too young for me, but it's also really tough in Kansas City to find somebody who's my age that doesn't already have kids or isn't desperate to have them immediately.
Right, so you're saying that the pool is like, well, what are you looking at? Like, what kind of girls have you been meeting lately?
I've been meeting way too many 25-year-olds, probably.
Okay, I'm like, where do you meet them?
Nice, wholesome places, like bars.
Have you tried, like, online dating ever?
Yeah, that's where I met the crazy chick.
Tell me about the crazy chick.
Oh, the crazy chick, that's the one who became really, really, really controlling within, like, a month and a half and didn't want me to call her my girlfriend, but she would refuse to, like, do it. Like, she got mad at me one night for not watching her go to sleep.
That is a straight crazy bitch move.
Toast.
That is that is in the handbook, is, like, watch me sleep. And then the fact that she knows, like, she was aware that he didn't watch her sleep and she got mad at that.
Yeah, how would she know?
She probably didn't fall asleep and saw that he did.
Eric's like, bitch, I can't watch you sleep.
I'm tired, bitch.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she wanted me to watch her go to sleep. That meant that I had something else going on besides watching her. Then she also got pissed off at me because she came to my sister's house unannounced and I wasn't there. And her reasoning for being angry with me was that it was hot outside. And I was like, bitch, why don't you go be mad at the sun?
Okay, so let's back this up a little bit more, maybe, so that listeners get a better idea. Like, so what's your dating history? Like, have you had a serious girlfriend? What's the longest relationship? That kind of stuff.
I have never been that serious with anybody. I've always been working too much, but probably 7 months.
This is a problem with too many people, by the way. There's a lot of people who don't have love who go, I've been working too much.
Yeah.
Stop making that your priority.
Yeah. Yes.
You got to make the love your priority.
That's right. You know who says that?
Who?
Patty Stanger, the millionaire matchmaker.
Yeah.
She says that you need to make room for love. You must open your life. You must make
room. You can't just work.
No.
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 That's why you don't have what you want.
Yeah.
8 months.
Okay. So what would you do with a girl if you were to take her on a date? Like, what's an ideal date for Eric?
Oh, I mean, I like good food. I like to have fun. If I go out, anything can happen. I hate those dating profiles.
What do you mean? What is that? Like?
No, it's like people that always put in their dating profile, like, when I go out, anything can happen.
That sounds like an Applebee's commercial.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it totally does.
Anything can happen.
Applebee's.
And that's got to... I never obviously did the online dating thing, but I imagine online dating, you can really construct the image you want somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like creating your website.
Well, have you seen Catfish? Like,
yeah, of course.
It's also to a fault, I think, people misrepresent. You and I are just of a different generation. Yeah. We didn't get to that point in dating, but
yeah,
I can't even imagine, dude. It's got
to
be.
But that's
so
the thing
hard.
Is that since you get to create this identity. Image, this identity,
yeah,
there's a lot of like, I'm literally so
that's
much
crazy.
Fun.
Crazy, yeah.
And it's like when I go places, like I'm the life of the fucking party.
Oh, I'd stay away from you so hard. Don't even talk to me.
And if you said anything can happen, I'd be like, yeah, you know what's definitely not going to happen? You and me,
us.
Okay, yeah.
Our life together.
That's what's not going to happen.
Yeah, it means they're probably going to do Jello shots and throw up on the alley.
Right.
But no, I mean, I have friends who own restaurants and things like that. I always go like to bring people to new places and eat good food and go watch movies and just typical.
Yeah,
I'm not a dancer.
So like no dancing. That
no
most
dancing.
Guys aren't really, let's be honest. Most guys don't really want to dance. And I get it cuz you look goofy, it's not very sexy.
I like to dance.
It's kind of it makes you look dorky.
Eric looks goofy, let's be honest.
So historically the longest relationship you've had is you say 7 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And like so what is it right now? What are you looking at right now? Who are you dating right now?
Well, last night I met a girl who at 1:15 in the morning decided that her and her friends would do crank in the bathroom. Yeah, so I'm not really into that sort of thing.
So,
no boy.
Crank smokers, stay away.
Eric's not into it, guys. Do not apply.
I was kind of thinking about it. It's 1:15 in the morning. I can't drink coffee after 2 in the afternoon. So
how do you start the interaction? Like, you're just a guy.
So wait, pause this.
Like,
so I asked him, you know, how do you meet these girls? Because, like,
right.
Like, obviously, okay, look, Eric's not, like, an alcoholic, but he goes to a bar because that's his local social scene.
Right.
So I'm like, well, how do you strike up a conversation
yeah.
with a girl in a bar?
Right. What is your...
How do you do that?
Your flow, your technique.
Yeah.
How many times you go in before you talk to her, or and what do you say?
Oh, I just
like, how do
usually
you...
talk. I mean, it's introduce myself and talk. I just learned to do that from doing stand-up, so it's not necessarily something that I have to go sit in the corner and stare at somebody like I'm cutting up cats in the basement or anything.
Why would you say that? Have you been known?
No.
Is that kind of your MO in the past?
That was from our... I guess we should probably step back for that so I don't sound like somebody that's psychotic.
Cutting up cats in the basement.
Yeah, it was our joke when we were writing together
sure.
in the same room.
Yeah.
Because Eric used to have a pretty, like, intense stare, you know? And
I think you say
like,
that in this.
Cutting
yeah.
up cats in a basement. It was our joke.
Yeah.
No, that was from when we used to sit and make each other laugh at serial killer comments constantly.
Yes. Well, because sometimes I remember you would do that face where you looked a little, yeah, little serial killer.
Do you want to come see my crawl space?
Right.
No.
Well, do you think so? You're no longer.
This is overselling me, quite frankly. Let's go ahead and just say, yeah, girls. Let's go. If he offers you a ride, just be sure to know it's going to be in the trunk.
Well, no, because I would say that a younger Eric Lundy, sometimes you would give off a little, maybe a little intense vibe.
Intense.
A little intense.
Yeah, but that was when I was a lot more shy. That was back before I did like 2,000 stand-up gigs with,
of course,
sitting around with you and Tommy, just being derelicts.
Right. So would you say that you've matured and you're more confident with women?
Yes.
Yeah. So I just, that whole thing with Eric is that I think I was trying to understand why the dating thing may be hard for him. And I think because when he first came to LA, like he was from Arkansas and he didn't really know how to like blend with the LA scene or whatever.
Right.
So I think he was just a fish out of water for some, like he wore denim on denim for many years. Not that there's anything wrong with
Jeff
it.
Jeff Tate style?
Jeff Tate, yeah, but in LA, like that you stick out if you dress that way.
Yeah.
So I remember it was just a few years of being like, yo, you got to change your gear up. You cannot D-on-D it. You got to change your glasses. You got to, you know, you got to buy some fucking normal jeans, buddy. Like, you know, you got to step up your game. And he has. So ladies, I just want you to know that he dresses way better now. And he's way cooler and socialized.
Definitely. Yeah.
He's a grown-ass man now.
Very much so.
Okay, so let's say I'm a girl that you want to date, and we're at the bar, and I'm the bartender, and, like, how would you strike up a conversation?
Well, I mean, just say, hi, my name's Eric.
That's not true. You would not. Hi, my name's Eric. No way.
Sure I would. I've went up to plenty of people and just said, hey, I'm Eric.
Hi, I'm Eric.
Yes.
But I'm the bartender, and I just give you a drink, and then you go, hi, I'm Eric?
not like that. Jeez, you make it sound like I'm... No.
Well, okay.
I mean, so, I don't know how to say anything other than
introduce
yourself.
What if it's me? Okay, it's me. Like, you look at me, you don't know me, and I'm like this blonde girl, and I'm like, oh, and would you be like, weather sure is nice today, or like, what's the first thing you say to a girl?
I don't know, because I usually do just introduce myself if I'm talking to somebody.
Okay. Now, what about, so that's in a bar, so you just go like, hey, I'm Eric, and then what about, like, do you do anything online? How else do you meet girls?
I was on Match.com again for a little bit, but it just, you know, email back and forth. What do you like to do? Maybe we should get together. I think I just texted a girl the other night who actually doesn't live here but lives close by.
So what do you think's going on here, Tommy? Like, you're a guy. You've stepped to the ladies. What do you think of Eric's game right here?
Well, you know, I think it, you know, for a lot of guys, I mean, it is intimidating. I was never,
of course,
I was never the like lock the lasers on and approach like hardcore.
Well, I would really never like you if you were that guy.
Right. But I'm saying, so I don't think he's that guy either. I was usually like, I either get, you know, sense something from like some type of, either I'm introduced to a girl or, you know, she's giving off like some signal of like, you know, whatever, I'm interested. Mm-hmm. The way she looks at you or says something, or the girl would initiate, and then like, because I wasn't really that type, so I totally understand where he's coming from with that. I don't think
Hi, I'm Eric is the best come on line of all time.
Well, you know, it is in a lot of ways, because it's better than a line.
Right.
To be like, you know,
that's so gay. Don't do a line.
Right. So like some cheesy line or like introduce yourself. It just sounds, you know, funny coming from him because you know him.
I know. I love him.
You know? So when you hear him say like, hi, I'm Eric. Like,
it's just funny.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Look, here's the truth with Eric is that listen, if you're a woman and you're interested in him, and you should be because he's a wonderful person. And
yeah.
Just, you know, that's the Eric package is hi, I'm Eric.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
but he's not like, you know, here's the truth, man. Like, it really is about, I think, like finding people with similar interests.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like when you see these videos of like a Star Wars convention.
Right.
And there's couples and people that date from there. It's because they found someone that's into the same shit. You just need Eric is this creative artsy type.
Yes.
Who's in Kansas City. And that's a city that has, you know, it's a major, you know, whatever size city, but there's a lot of people that are not artsies around him. So it's like it's a matter of maybe getting out of that bar and going to different social scenes.
I agree with you. He needs to find
his
special fish. Yes.
Yes.
Because the girl that's right for Eric is going to be a girl who loves comic books.
Right.
Because he's a really amazing
artist.
There's
millions of them.
Yeah. There's a whole culture now of girls that are into comics.
Yeah.
He's an amazing writer, amazing joke writer, amazing artist.
Mm-hmm.
Knuckle Sandwich, I believe, is the name of his stuff. And Billy Badass. Look it up. EricLundy.com. EricLundy.
EricLundy. Yeah.
So that if you like, you know, check his shit out. If you're a girl and you vibe with
he's a sweet guy.
He's
and
so
he will
cool.
Cook that pussy up.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
All right, Tommy.
With a little bit of hot sauce on it.
I'm not
barbecue.
It's my friend. I can't really talk like that.
The next time she's in the city, which you know, I'll take her to my friend's restaurant. We'll have some drinks.
Okay. Then who would be your ideal? Like, what's Eric looking for? If some girl was listening tonight, in or today, wherever you're listening to this, in the Kansas City area, and you're listening to this podcast, and you hear Eric describe you, like, so Eric, what do you want?
Probably somebody creative, somebody that understands. Like we always talk about you and Tommy with the comedy stuff. Is whenever you're doing something creative, it's great to have somebody else creative who understands that. You know, it just the whole process and the time intensive nature of it and things like that. So I usually go for artsy girls. I'm trying to think. I'm not really into other people's kids, so I don't mean to be a dick about that, but I don't really go for girls with kids and I really don't want to have my own. So that kind of also narrows it down a little bit in the Midwest.
Remember that time? Wasn't there some girl in LA?
Pause it for a sec. I first of all, I really appreciate that he says that, because I know some people will hear that and be like, what the fuck? Like, honestly, the best thing you can do for anybody is to be like, I'm not interested in kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I totally agree.
Because otherwise, you're going to lead that person down a path of hope. And
you can never begrudge somebody for laying out what they feel they're honest about. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody's just like, look, I'm going to drink and smoke weed all day.
Right.
And you're like, well, I'm not into that. You like, they told you up front, you cannot hold that shit against them.
Because I know a lot of girls, like, they get like, no. Trust the guy when he tells you what he's into and what he's not into and let him be.
If he
be
tells
that.
You, Jesus, like, you got... It's
what a blessing in the skies.
Up there.
Way up there.
Yeah.
He was honest with
anybody. Or a girl tells you, you know?
Oh, dude.
Yeah. I'm a jizz rag.
I'm a cum dumpster. I like it. I like millions of guys, Puerto Ricans in me. Yeah.
Oh, in and around and coming all over me. Yeah, of course.
So didn't she invite you up to her,
so this
to her
is,
place?
I was asking Eric about
probably
his game.
Yeah.
So the question is, like, what's your game like? Like, what historically?
Right. But then you went on to say, like, didn't something happen?
There was an incident back when Eric lived in L.A.
Yeah.
I think I recall it was him. Okay, now he's going to contest this.
Creative, somebody that understands, like we always talk about you and Tommy with the comedy stuff.
And is rewound a bit.
Whenever you're doing something creative, it's great to have somebody
else creative
the clip, who understands that.
How rude can you be?
What are you talking about?
I was explaining why there was a story in L.A. where he...
It's coming up.
Oh, okay,
Jesus
fine.
Christ.
So rude.
It just... The whole process and the time intensive nature of it and things like that.
Hope you get
so
diarrhea.
I usually go for artsy girls. So I'm trying to think. I'm
don't
not really into other people's kids, so I don't
get
mean
diarrhea.
To be a dick about that, but I don't really go for girls with kids and I really don't want to have my own. So that kind of also narrows it down a little bit in the Midwest.
Remember that time? Wasn't there some girl in L.A.? Didn't she invite you up to her? To her place, and you were like, oh, but I'm double parked, but your parking wasn't perfect, and then you left to move your car.
I'm trying to remember. There was a girl who I went out with who wanted me to come back to her place and watch Knocked Up, and I was like, no, that sounds like a horrible idea for me. She'd been spending the entire date telling me that her her mother and her sisters were what was it? Her mother and her sisters just wanted her to find a man to give her a baby and not even get married or anything. And then she's like, why don't we go back to my apartment and watch Knocked Up? And I was like, no, I'm going to go to the Ice House and see Ian Bagg.
Ian Bagg. He would rather watch Ian than get his balls licked.
I know. So sweet.
Well, it's funny. He really looked into that far, though, right? Like,
yeah, he was reading into that a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that in a movie being a great scene,
right?
That the girl talks about that and then wants to watch Knocked Up.
He's like,
but I think you normally want to just,
well, that's code for let's go make out.
I mean, when a chick invites you up, it's just,
you just go.
Go cook the puss.
You get your fucking car towed.
Yeah.
You don't care, right?
Of course. Of course. Yeah.
Well, that's Eric for you.
Right. But I think that, you know, what's implicit in come and watch a movie is come and make out.
Cook the puss.
Right. The movie is just a ruse. Yeah.
But it's a very poor choice of movies to be saying after you've said that your family wants you to go get a baby.
Right. But I think that maybe she wasn't thinking that way. Like, maybe you connected some dots that weren't necessarily meant to be connected in that situation.
Yeah. She also was not somebody I wanted to be connected with, though.
Why is that?
Oh, she was just a very weird, spacey person.
Okay. Like, what, drugs?
I think so. She got kind of blackout drunk at Macaroni Grill.
Oh, Macaroni Grill.
I love that.
I know. He's such a sweetheart.
Really?
Yeah.
Something tells me, and I don't know this because you and I are friends, and I don't know what happens to your peener because I don't really want to know, but it sounds like some of the hunter in you might be tamed.
Maybe. I don't know. At that point in time, I was just, like I said, on Vicodin, confused. Mm-hmm. But maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I'm serious, because when's the last time you had, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Intimate relations.
It's been several months.
So Several, that's okay. That's not, you know, several months can be a normal spell.
Yeah, well, it could be much better.
Yeah, well, everybody's probably much better. But I'm saying that I wonder if your technique, I wonder if you might need some...
I might need to go watch the pickup artist again?
No, maybe like Brace, you know, like maybe Brace could
help
you. Maybe
watch Brace.
Hey.
No, that's a good idea.
You really hit on something there. Brace, we haven't spoken to him in a long time.
Dude, he could totally help Eric with his game.
Why don't we try to give him a shout? You know?
I'm not just like a lion. I'm like a fucking hybrid saber-toothed tiger from the prehistoric days. It's food. It's meat. It's time to feed the Brace.
You know?
There he is.
That's the coach that Lunders needs.
I know we should call Brace.
We should call Brace.
Let's call him and get some advice for Eric.
I like to get a woman down and just take her down like a fucking lion takes down a fucking gazelle in the Serengeti.
Yeah.
For it.
So. Maybe you need some Brace philosophy. Like maybe Brace could give you some pointers.
There you go.
Because I really would like to be a fly on the wall at your dates. Because something tells me that, look, you got a lot of benefits, okay? You're an attractive, single, white guy. You're very driven. why isn't this happening? What is going on? And you say that you're not meeting the right girls, but I mean, it's been 37 years. There has to be somebody in the litter that you could make this. We're hoping that we can. I wonder what's going on?
I don't know. I'm an emotional 12-year-old.
He's all right. So sweet.
So you got a lot of honesty. You got a good guy.
Yes.
It is the goal of this show to make love happen, at least a date. Somebody out there, we want you to date. We're going to reach out to Brace this week.
Yeah.
And see if...
I like that I'm like, you're a good white guy. I think because I was in Kansas City and I was only looking at a bunch of white people that week.
No, what are you talking about? That's something you can throw around as an asset. Absolutely.
Oh, is that a marketing point?
Sure.
All right.
Look, you got to look at as a positive.
Well, listen, if you're a creative type, if you're relatively drug free, no crankheads,
no kids,
please no children, and
sorry,
maybe you don't want them. Who knows? Maybe I don't know. Anyways, if you're creative, if you like good food, Eric knows. He took me to a fantastic restaurant. Contact us, and we'll put you in touch with Eric Lundy.
Yeah. And you know where to contact us, right? You send us an email at the show, yourmomspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. He's got tons to offer.
This is our love episode. It's all about the love.
I honestly think Eric is just geographically challenged. I think he's looking for the unicorn in Kansas City.
Hmm.
And we're going to find him that fucking unicorn.
Let's find it. Let's find that unicorn.
Yeah.
Well, Jeans.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
Happy Valentine's
Day.
Not all.
I mean, most of the time, I love you.
Right, right. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You're always my Jeans.
You're always mine.
And I wear you so high and tight.
Thanks, babe.
So I'm backstage here with the very fabulous Chewy Bravo. Chewy Bravo. Chewy Bravo. Chewy Bravo.
Got a lot of bitches.
Chewy Bravo, Chewy Bravo, Chewy Bravo, Chewy Bravo.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
Well, couldn't let that go without being played again. No. We love you.
We love you.
Anything else you want to tell our lovely listeners?
Yeah, I want to tell our listeners, look, if you're not in a relationship, if you're not married, whatever, don't let this holiday bum you out. Because I know it's marketed towards heterosexual couple love, but we love you no matter what. If you're single and you're listening to this,
yeah.
Listen, man, it's not the end all be all
we
to
love
be
you.
In a relationship. You know, some people are happier alone. Sometimes you're not in a good situation you need to get out of.
You can have a lot of fun when you're
alone. You got to love yourself.
Yeah.
You gotta love yourself above all, right?
Of course.
It is the greatest love of all.
This is, we are giving you permission to say happy Valentine's Day to you.
That's right, girl.
That's right, girl.
No, I'm serious, because I know. You know all this propaganda shoved down your throat about coupled love. And some of our listeners are single, so this is for the single peeps.
For the single people. Hey, 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 for the single mommies.
There you go.
We love you. We love you.
We love your jeans.
We love your jeans. Bye, jeans.
Bye, jeans.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love. L-U-V. Looking for a kiss. Won't you tell me why those kids are moving so slow? Is it that they just don't got no place to go? When the day starts breaking and the sun is gonna shine, it's hard to sleep when I've been crying. And all the old ladies, they were on their way to church. They're going to church. I'm begging, will I be the lonely boy? But listen when I tell you got the time for it, 'cause I just got to make it, can't afford to miss. And there's one reason I'm telling you this, I feel bad, bad, bad. I'm a looking for a kiss. Looking for a kiss. Looking for a kiss. Just a looking for a kiss.